I want to speak to a man who probably knew him better than most. George Jones. George, good morning.
Good morning from Spain. How are you?
I'm very well, George. You've got your feet up in the sunshine. Did you work with Val Dunigan?
I haven't actually. I'm just about to board the plane, but yes, I did, and I'm totally shocked because it didn't come on the news at the hotel when we were leaving, and I was just informed there by Linda. I'm really shocked. Yes, I worked two or three occasions with him, right at the very beginning, even before he was sort of became the television icon that he became, you know. He was one of life's great Irish musical ambassadors, and in a way, a bit like him and the Bachelors, that opened the door for many, many great stars to come later in life from Ireland. He blazed the way, and he did it in his own gentle way. And, you know, it never really came about. He became a big star in Britain, but I would have guessed that he could have been very big in America as well. But he didn't go to that sort of climbs, really, unfortunately.
Yeah, that loveliness that you referred to, the gentlemanly style, that was just naturally within him, wasn't it?
Well, that was just very typically Irish. He never changed. He was a natural-born entertainer, and I don't think he wanted to change his attitude. And as I say, I worked with him, and even though he would probably have been bigger stars than we were at the time, you know, just treated everyone exactly the same. He walked on, he did his show, he did his music. Any man who can walk onto major television series and walk onto major stages of it and sing the Lady's Donkey and get people to love it, you know, if you'd have did it nowadays, they'd look at you if you have five heads.
Yeah, the funny thing is, which was the one that push it, shove it, pull it? Was that Delaney's Donkey or was that Paddy McGinty's Goat?
That was Paddy McGinty's Goat. This was his Irishness in him. He considered them as classic songs and he was prepared to deliver in his own.
Yeah, he did it
Going back on what I said, he's the only man who could have delivered it that way. There's no man now and sit and sing those sort of Irish sort of folky songs and make them popular.
Yeah, truly. George, listen, thanks for speaking to us. Enjoy the holiday, fella. Thank you.
Okay, cheers, Frank.
Thank you, George Jones.